Large public meetings. Plans developed for her ministry to the general public that were broad and effective. The light would not be put under a bushel or under a bed. A large hall belonging to the Working Man's Society was hired for the Sunday morning meeting. Her diary tells the story. Sunday forenoon, November 1st, I spoke in a hall to a crowded assembly. It was estimated 1,400 were present. The text was, "The Lord gave me much freedom and clearness in presenting the infinite love of God in giving His Son to die for the world." Although the aisles were crowded and every seat filled, and even standing place occupied, large numbers were obliged to go away because they could obtain no entrance. The crowd held perfect attention to the close of the discourse. We hope this effort will not be in vain, but that through Christ's help much good may be the result. Arrangements had been made for her to fill a speaking appointment on Tuesday evening, November 3rd, at Drammen, a city some 30 miles from Christiania. Here there was a church of 20 members. The largest hall in the city, capable of seating 700, had been secured. It had a gallery on each side and a huge stove at each end. Regarding the speaker's platform, Ellen White wrote, "There was no pulpit nor place for one. Six beer tables, brought in from an adjoining room, served to make a platform. A square carpet was thrown over this platform, and another table set on top for light stand and pulpit, while steps were made with chairs and stools. We doubt if the hall or beer tables were ever put to so good use before. The people came and filled the seats, the galleries, and all the standing room, and listened with the best of attention while I spoke to them of the love of Christ, and His life of sacrifice." The train trip down had been made in heavy fog, but Wednesday morning it had lifted, disclosing, on the return trip, high bluffs, rocky mountains, lakes, and islands. There was a meeting in Christiania Wednesday evening. Thursday she spent in writing and in a visit with a building contractor by the name of Hansen, a prominent and influential member but rather liberal in his views. Ellen White described the visit as pleasant and profitable. They discussed health reform, and she related her experience in the rise and development of the work of the church. Friday evening a good meeting was held in the hall, with respectful attention given the speaker.